This beautiful association of devotees, Hare Krishna devotees, and hearing about Krishna. So we'll begin with singing invoking songs that Prabhupada suggested. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana ballabha giri bardhari. Gopi jana ballabha giri bardhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna tera banachari. Yamuna tera banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jaya Jaya Guru Dev. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansvari Prajagacharya Ashtutarasata Srisimat Srila Bhaycharna Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansvari Prajagacharya Ashtutarasata Srisimat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Alachwani Ramaniti Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai, Samavata Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Sunday Love Feast Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna, all glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna, all glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So today's topic is why we are focusing on Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam? Why it is so important? And if it is the ultimate object we should be looking for, then how do we approach Bhagavatam? So these are the few questions I made, and maybe we can discuss together. So, it is a spiritual subject, and spiritual subject matter does not reveal itself unless we have built an attitude. You want to serve the Lord, then Lord will reveal. So I request everybody to please fold your hand, and we go down to the recitation. I'm sure you all are familiar. If not, you can just follow the slide. So repeat after me 3 times, or we can do together. Previous to that, Madhu? Yeah. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I give you a brief story about it. This is, you can chant in your house, everywhere, anywhere. There is no rules, regulation. Before beginning the Bhagavatam class, we chant this. Because this prayer was introduced by Narad Muni, a great sage, who said that all your problem coming from your location of your focus. So if you learn how to shift your focus, for an example, I give you a very practical example. Somebody sent me many years back a unfavorable text message about someone right before my class. So I felt a little bad, but during the class I completely forgot about it. After the class I looked at my phone And I see that message and again I got disturbed. So I was thinking like, how come during the class it didn't even bother me? Because I was focusing on the class, subject matter. You follow? You can do that in your life. Our happiness is determined by the location of our consciousness, not the situation or home or wherever you are. It's that your focus in a wrong subject or wrong disturbing subject will cause you disturbance. And if you learn this art, now who controls the consciousness? Lord Vasudev. Actually our deity is also, Lord Krishna is the Vasudev. So you can chant that mantra and you can literally feel empowered and you can pray, please empower me so that I can focus on you more than the trouble or whatever it is. Is that good? Okay, let's do one more time loudly. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now we also appreciate, these are all from the Bhagavatam. I'm just giving you some taste on it. That if you wonder, those who have a trouble or those who have no information about Bhagavatam, they are not here in this room. But these two personalities, for a long time, they are doing austerities in near Himalayas, Badrika Ashram. So this, the next slide, these prayers are expression of gratitude to Lord Narayan, Naranarayan Rishis, Vyasdev, Mother Saraswati. Vyasdev knows that I will not be able to remember everything, so he wrote it down, all the confidential subject matter. Just imagine, for your benefit. So you express gratitude by uttering those prayers. First is Lord Himself who revealed this to Brahmaji. So we express our gratitude to Him. Then we express gratitude to Lord Naranarayan Rishis, who are doing, still today, they are doing severe austerities for our well-being. If somebody is doing so much hard work for you, would you not say thank you, thank you, thank you? Yes or no? Yeah, so we should chant this together. Let us chant. I don't know if it is, yeah, you can read, right? From the, this is all from Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text 4. Okay, together we can do.
Narayanam namaskritta naran chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet.
Then the next verse will tell you that if you take shelter of hearing and reciting, reflecting, contemplating, finally you will be able to assimilate this Bhagavatam. The God will reveal to you. You can do that. But not 100% possible that way unless you are also accepting shelter of another person Bhagavat. Like in our case, we took shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Then we express our not only gratitude, but we also ask for His blessing to remove something that blocking our perception to God. And to do this, seven formula Bhagavatam explains. You know, if you cannot control your thought, something disturbing you, you can do that if you learn the tricks. In 11th canto, 20 chapter, 27 verse, Krishna explained. Anybody ever thought, does God knows what I'm going through? Or only when I tell Him, He knows? No, Krishna knows actually everything that you're going through. It is a very mystery. But He is watching and waiting for you to approach Him, to align with His purpose. If you can make your willpower according to His willpower, then you will be able to actually relinquish all unwanted things. So next verse, This is what focus. So let us chant also together.
Nasta praesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamasroke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
With that note, next slide. With that note, I'll just tell you, this is a very simple way. It itself is one class. First you have to acknowledge. You want to get rid of something really disturbing in your life, first acknowledge. Then regret. If you can repent, then you will be responsible. You'll say, I will take responsibility for my action. If I have hurted somebody or whatever, you will take that responsibility and you will beg the mercy to the Lord, Prabhupada and Krishna. Then they will empower you and you can actually literally get rid of anything that is disturbing in your life. It's very simple. But of course it's a big discussion required. So I ask you to, if you have a pen and paper or in your memory, you can remember. 11th canto, 20 chapter, 27, 28. Few pages of purport explain about this. Okay. 11.20.27. We are not doing right now, but later on you can read. Because it has a 4 pages. Now this is a one verse. The next one, yeah. Is there a translation together? I thought there is a translation. Okay. Thank you. So, who is your best friend in this world? Can someone tell me? You shy to say it? Say it loudly. Krishna, thank you. Krishna manifested himself in a form of Bhagavatam and holy name. You need to take shelter of both, not one or the other. If you look at Bhagavad Gita 3.3, Prabhupada says, philosophy without religion is dry speculation, mental speculation. And religion or chanting Hare Krishna without understanding why you are chanting, what it will give, where you want to go, how you will go. If you are not aware of the philosophy backing the chanting, then it will be what? Religion without philosophy will be sentimentalism, sahajiyasm. So we don't want either one. We want to be pure devotee of Lord, servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada. So in that case, you have to be both. Make Bhagavatam your best friend, holy name your best friend. These are the two, only friend, not best friend only best friend. No other, everybody is secondary. So to do this, let us chant together.
Madeka bandhu mat sangim mat guru man mahadhana man nistaraka mat bhagya madananda shute.
Would somebody like to read it loudly, the translation? Or let's do it together.
O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer respectful obeisances unto you.
Next slide, we do Mangalacharan. We are praying to Srila Prabhupada and all Guru Varga. Whoever knows, you can fold your hand and let's chant together.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisha Padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna, sorry, Vanchakalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. You know, surrender posture is like this. When you raise your hand, means you surrender to God. So if you like, you can do that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Now, the person who brought all this most valuable gift, we are going to pray to him. So, fold your hand and pray to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Next slide. So this is Bhadra Purnima that we are discussing. Why it is important? Society is just fast losing access to these spiritual gems. Hence, there is a massive degradation in the quality of living of common people. Because you are probably devotee neighborhood, you may not see. If you live in a karmi life, you will see how it is degrading every day. Having access to spiritual treasures like this Bhagavatam can help everyone, from teaching leaders how to care for their teams and dependents, to helping build better socio-economic cultural system for satisfying needs even in testing times. It takes just one generation to lose access to valuable wisdom if not preserved, distributed, and taught to the masses. And this is these three things, this is what we are trying to do. So we, in ISKCON society, especially here in Alachua, we are trying to spread awareness about the Srimad Bhagavatam and its benefit in today's world by three methods. One, preserving of the Srimad Bhagavatam by raising support for its publishing. Do you know, if you keep Bhagavatam in your house, I hope you all have. If not, today is a special day. You just give your name to one of the devotees here. We will have two devotees here. Oh, Mother Premotarangini. Can you raise your hand a little higher? Okay. And so you give your name. Just by keeping the Bhagavatam in your house, you are inviting auspiciousness. You don't have to believe my word, experience yourself. I do. I live with Bhagavatam in my house. And we also discuss Bhagavatam. Do that. It is compulsory. Do you have someone that you care for, that person or that family, but they don't have any Bhagavatam? Buy this. Guess what? You are giving them a ticket to go back to spiritual world. Because on 29th of this month, we will have a celebration in the evening. But you can pledge for that person, if you care. You know, like your son who is not interested in spiritual life. Buy a Bhagavatam, give it to him. Just by giving the gift on that day,
you will bring auspiciousness in his life. And you can witness this. Or you can catch me and talk to me. Say, hey, you said this, but I'm not seeing it. But you know, medicine takes a little time also. It's not like overnight he will become a saint. Give a little time, but Krishna handles. Bhagavatam is very mystery. Second thing we want to do, distribute Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone. Everyone that I know, everyone that you know, try to do this. This is the biggest favor you can do for eternal benefit. And third, make a little group study. I do have a group study, but nowadays I'm a little lazy. I'm doing Zoom classes, a lot of Zoom classes. I'm reaching a lot of people, but I miss also this. Even my own son said to me today, you used to have a big group, I would come there sometime, but nowadays you're like on the Zoom. So please create. You know who is your first audience? Your own husband, wife, children. Do study with them. You don't need anybody else. And if you feel happy, you can invite others. Because inviting others means you have to like prepare. But at least you are with the family. Do this study every day, Bhagavatam. Just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour. Just start. How many of you raise hand? Please raise hand. I want to see how many of you read Bhagavatam or any of Prabhupada's book every day. That's quite a number. Good number. Thank you. And those who are not doing, can you please, I'm begging you, just start. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Can you do that? Just sit down with your husband. Say, honey, or whatever, however you address him or her, can we have a little discussion on this? Krishna himself said this in 11th canto, you can read it, 11.3.30. Krishna says how to study. Parasparam anukatham pavanam bhagavad jasho. Parasparam, converse. Do not think you understood what you just read. Say, I want to hear from you. It could be your son, a little child. Ask, can you tell me what did you hear? We just read these 5 minutes. Krishna says, parasparam anukatham. You converse within your family member. You follow? This will bring three results. Mitha rati, you will develop a taste, an attachment to Krishna. Tusti, satisfaction. Nibrita mitha atmana. And you will feel cessation from unwanted things. Would you like to do that? Do you want not to get disturbed by unwanted things? Then Krishna gives this guarantee, not me. Krishna himself gives this guarantee. I gave you the number, 11.3.30. Look at it. Parasparam anukatham pavanam bhagavad jaso mitha tusti mitha rati nibrite mitha atmana. This is so powerful. This little conversation every day in the house or in your club or wherever you are. Next, I'm just going a little short. This is what the Bhagavatam sets looks like. Aren't they beautiful? Would you like to look at it every day in your house? Yes or no? Yes. I don't hear. I'm a little... Thank you. Next. Bhagavatam has... I'm sorry, I try to put everything in one. Bhagavatam has 12 canto. 12 canto is the 12 parts of Lord's body. Just to give a little synopsis, that his two lotus feet are the first canto, second canto. And then it goes to third and fourth. And then fifth is his stomach. Sixth is the chest. Seven, one arm. Eight, other arm. Nine is the right here, throat. And 10 is the most beautiful face of the Lord. And then 11 is the forehead, and the head is the 12. This is, you can meditate. This is Lord's form. The Lord will reveal to you His form. But try to study every day. I'll just give a short, I'm also looking at the time. The 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nicely explained in the second canto, 10th chapter, sloka 1. I'll just talk just few minutes. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utaya mannantara isha anukatha nirodha mukti rasaya. If you ever wonder how this creation took place, this is called sarga. Sarga is also, you can say, a blueprint of the Lord that Brahmaji just duplicate. So in other words, Lord already creates something and then Brahmaji does the second creation, not the first creation. Then sthanam, positioning of living entity in various planet. If you ever wonder how we all got together in this planet, it is not accidental. Hello, I hope you hear this. Start liking the people because we are stuck here. If you start giving them Krishna, you will be in love with Krishna and everybody will be with you. If you ever wonder how to love, generally Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation that we will never be satisfied. Any other process of loving family, I mean, you will feel some satisfaction, but not complete satisfaction. Complete satisfaction only will come when you learn how to love Krishna. And through loving Krishna, you will start loving your family and whole society, the whole country, the whole world. And you will feel satisfaction. Otherwise, you love without Krishna, but it will give only little glimpse and then you will be sad. Did I see Sripad Bhakti Maharaj? Oh, sorry. He's an old friend. Aap baithe baat kare? I'm so happy to see you, Maharaj. We need your blessing. So the first canto, I'll just give a little brief. First canto and the second canto, what it discuss. If I can make little greedy each of you to read that, then I'll be very happy. I will know that Radha Shyam Sundar is happy and Prabhupada will be happy. So let me just tell you what you will find in first and second canto. I made a little note. Of the they will consider the lotus feet of the Lord. They form a perfect preload to the rest of the Bhagavatam by introducing the reader of its key philosophical concept and prominent characters. They are emphatically, categorically, conclusively declare Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnastu Bhagavan Shayam. Then, Bhakti Yoga as the topmost. I want to give a little chair or asana to Maharaj. Oh Maharaj, please bite me. Thank you. You should be sitting here, Maharaj, I feel. So this is the first canto. In Naimisharana sages, the history of Bhagavatam, the birth and the activities of Parikshit Maharaj, who even chastised Kali, who creates the disturbance, the personification of the current degraded age, and the exclusive dependence on Lord Krishna by devotees like Uttara, Mother Uttara, Pandavas, Kunti Devi, Bhishma Dev, Krishna's reciprocation with them. Prabhus and mothers, at the moment of death, you are on your own, Prabhupada said. You will fly your own flight. Prepare. You may be with your family and friends and other. When death comes, you are flying your own flight, Prabhupada writes in the purport. So prepare yourself. It is very important. Second canto, Sukhdev Goswami described the supremacy of pure bhakti, Krishna bhakti, while presenting various other processes of the Vedic landscape, such as demigod worship, Ashtanga Yoga, meditation on the universal form, Virat Rupa, three times in second canto mentioned. First canto, first chapter, sixth chapter, tenth chapter. Repeated, to purify our intelligence, so our hankering for this world will go down. Third and fourth canto gives Lord Krishna's thigh, predominantly describe the topics of sarga and visarga. through the conversation of Vidura and Maitreya Muni. Third canto also describes time, embryology, family life, Sankha, Bhakti Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga, and the material world, and how you can live harmoniously. We read pastimes of Lord Varahadev, a description of Vaikuntha, narration of household life of Kardama Muni, Devahuti, and the beautiful teachings of Bhagavan Kapila Dev. Fourth canto is very rich in its contents. It unveils inspiring, instructive stories of admired personality like Lord Shiva, Suniti, Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni, Anga, Prithu Maharaj, and Prachetas, who all showed extraordinary example of bhakti. We also learn about unfavorable attitude in bhakti from the mistake of characters of like Daksha, Maharaj Daksha, Suruchi, Bena, Indra, Prachin Barhi. We get witness how positive transformation undergone by many of these personalities. For an example, if you ever want to purify your consciousness, you regret. You know where the regret comes from? How do you regret? From the head? Prabhupada gave in the purport, from the heart, because Daksha regretted when he had no head. You follow? He got the goat head later. But he regretted that he committed a great offense to Shiva. Where? In the heart. So these are like a very fine print, very nice in the fourth canto. Fifth canto corresponds the lotus navel of the Supreme Lord. In this canto, Sukhdev Goswami continues the topics of Visarga or sub-creation. Describe dynasty of Priyabrata and the second son of Manu. Priyabrata's dynasty consists of several notable personalities like Agnidra, Nabi, Lord Rishabdev, like this. I'm looking at the time, I'm just going to jump on. When you start reading, you will see the highlights in the beginning of each canto. And this way, you will destroy your avidya. And bhakti has an intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic means whatever you do from morning till evening or going to bed. See if it is connecting to three ways. One is, it is for the pleasure of Guru Krishna. It has to have a favorable attitude. Not hastily, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of my life. This is not bhakti. It has to be favorable attitude. And it has to have a parameter. Ativyapti, abyapti. Not overextended or underextended. Just like an example, when Bhagavan Krishna was wrestling with Chanura. You all are familiar. Chanura had an intention. Can someone tell me from this side? What was the intention of Chanura? Louder. To kill Krishna. Thank you. To kill Krishna. But when he was punching Krishna, Krishna was happy. He was enjoying Shiblari Rasa, Bir Rasa. You follow? Krishna is always happy. For him, there is no enemy or friend. Everybody is his part. So, Sukhdev Goswami says that he was happy. But question comes, is that love? Is that bhakti? No. Because his intention was not favorable. This is called overextended. If you say anything pleasing Krishna is bhakti, no, no. Everything pleasing Krishna is not bhakti, necessarily. Then another example, underextended, ativyapti, abyapti, ativyapti. Mother Yashoda, Damodar Leela is coming in a couple months. that Mother Yashoda, when she wanted to take care of the milk, she was thinking, my breast milk is not enough to raise this son to be a macho man, macho boy. You know macho word? Come on. Strong, gentle, sober. It's wonderful. Everybody will say, look at Yashoda's son. Wow. We sing, even today I sing, Yashoda Nandana. We sing that, right? Because she raised him very well. Of course, he's God, but still, we have to give the credit to her because she raised. So she's thinking, my breast milk is not enough. I need barfi, butter from this milk that boiling. So Krishna wants to drink her breast milk, but she took him out, put him there, and he's upset. Now you'll think, wait, Mother Yashoda is making him upset. Is this bhakti? Is this pure love? Yes or no?
Yes.
How? He is angry. Louder. Very good. That's what you said, yeah? Her intention was very favorable for his ultimate benefit.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. You got it. This is what the Bhagavatam will teach you. This is that then you can balance your life every day. Whatever you do, you will have three intrinsic. First is, it has to be exclusively for pleasing who? Krishna and Guru. Not only Krishna. Pleasing Prabhupada is pleasing Krishna. Pleasing Guru is pleasing Krishna. Evam Prabhu Priyanam cha dhamnascha samayascha cha abhichintaya prabhavetta na kinchit ati dirgatam. Four personality, if you please, they are same as Krishna pleasing. So it is Krishna in that sense. And then it has to be favorable attitude. Anukulyana Krishna anushilanam. Bhakti Ruttama. And it has to have an extrinsic, mean it has to be devoid. Devoid of no karma. No karma means separate interest. This is for Krishna, this is for me. Not like this. I am servant of Krishna, everything for Krishna. You follow? Not something for me, something for Krishna. Not like this. So this is a very nice. This is called karma. Jnana means I'm tired of life, I want to get out of it. You'll demonize the world. Don't romanticize the world, don't demonize the world. So what should we do? Utilize the world. This is what Bhagavatam teaches us. Utilize the world. Everybody following me? Is that okay? Okay, good. So, no karma, no gyan, no desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. Now if you say, well, I'm sick, can I pray? Pray for what? To get better. But why? So that I can continue my service. Yes, you can pray to continue the service too. Then it is bhakti. You follow? But if you only pray to get better, but not for serving, then it is not bhakti. Is that clear, everybody? Good. We have only a few minutes. I'm just going very rushing. I'm just going all the way down. We don't have a time for the slides. Like, can you go all the way down, Mother? So I'll tell you a small pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. I heard this in a... No, you can go all the way down. Like a few... Like, it says conclusion. One time in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was speaking Bhagavatam pastimes, Bhagavatam story. And at one point, his eyes were closed. His eyes were closed so much that he is talking and talking, talking, talking. Then all of a sudden, some commotion at the entrance. So Prabhupada says, he opened his eyes and he says, who is making disturbance? So the cook from the kitchen came. He said, me, I am. He said, why are you disturbing when we are discussing Bhagavatam? You can talk to the president or temple commander, to whoever. No, it's about you. Say, about me? What is about me? So then he came, he says, these devotees, they are hearing Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavatam Katha from long time. They did not go for breakfast. I don't have any extra pot. I made breakfast, plenty for them. None of them went to eat. So now is almost lunch time. I cannot cook lunch. Prabhupada said, oh, that long they are hearing. So he looked at around. The windows, door, everywhere, packed. Mostly Western body devotees. They are packed. They are all listening Prabhupada's Harikatha. Prabhupada said, oh, that's very nice. When you don't care for eating, sleeping, mating, defending, but you are merged into hearing Harikatha, that is the highest success and best thing you can do. Everybody followed? I know we love prasadam. I'm not against prasadam. Please don't misunderstand. But when your attraction to hear Krishna Katha, you forget prasadam. They did. They didn't go for breakfast. Prabhupada says, this is the highest. Then you are in the spiritual world. Your going to spiritual world will not be checked by anything. So last few verses I'm just going to recite together because we have few minutes. Let's do together all. Together. Dharma prajita kaita vatra parama nirmat saranam satam vedam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatrayan mulanam srimad bhagavate mahamuni krite king bapareshara Saddaridi avaruddate atra kitivi shusru shubi tachkanat. We can read the translation together if you can. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated. Sri Bhagavad Purana profounds the highest truth, which is understandably by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguishing from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient itself for God's realization. What is the need for any other scriptures as soon as one attentive and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam? By this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. If you want Krishna to establish in your heart, it depends on you two things. Please repeat after me. Intensity and purity. Prabhupada said, when Krishna will appear in your heart, it depends on your intensity. Not his or her or gurus or anybody. Your. Ask yourself. When you want the Lord to appear in your heart, it's up to you. Intensity and purity. How desperate you are and how really eager you are to please Him, you'll get. Next verse, Mother. This is also very important. Prabhupada quoted this verse like a candy. You know, for a child, candy is like he loves the children. When I was a little kid, I used to love candy. So that's why I'm saying it. That like a candy, always like chewing, chewing, chewing. They never give up. Prabhupada used to love these words so much. So let us chant together. Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachi Dupasana Brajabadhu Varganaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Mamalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradharaya Naparaha. So this translation is big, but four main key points. First, everybody together, what is our goal? Pure love of God. Where it says this? Here you will see. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Ultimate goal is to experience pure love. Not just explanation. Do you agree? You want to hear only or you want to experience? Come on. Experience. So you have to dive into Bhagavatam and chanting. Second, object of love is Sri Krishna. Which Krishna? Of Vrindavan. Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Very specific. Sripad Radha Govinda Maharaj, maybe 15 years back, I forgot, he used to travel in America. He told me this verse, that origin form of Krishna is in Chaitanya Charitamrita written, not in Bhagavatam. You know that, Maharaj, of course. Krishna re jataka khela sarvatama naralila narabhaputahara sarup. Sarup. He asked me, what is sarup? Sarup kya hai? I said, original form. Yeah, this one. Krishna re jataka khela, this is Mahaprabhu is explaining. Krishna re jataka khela sarvatama naralila narabhaputahara sarup. Gopo besho benu kar nava kisho natabar naralila hai anurup. Who is the origin of Krishna, origin Bhagavan? He is a coward boy, favorite by Srimati Radharani. He has a flute in his hand, not on the waist or somewhere else, in his hand. Very specific. Peacock feather. He is a young boy, growing youth. He is not a baby born in Mother Yashoda's. He is young. While Krishna is taking birth in Mother Yashoda's house, the original Krishna is playing with Radharani. Ballopi Bhagavan Krishna Kaisharam Rupam Ashrita. Those verses explain this. While he is taking birth, he is still playing with Radharani somewhere. That's his origin form. So we want that Krishna, origin Krishna, as our object of love. Everybody clear with this shorter version? Third one is, if somebody say, okay, where is the example that somebody has the best loving exchange? Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the proof. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Pure proof. Who are the candidate? The Braja Gopis and everybody else. So Prabhupada quote this, sometime he says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, sometime he says, Srinath Chakravarti Thakur says, sometime he says, Lord Chaitanya says, Aradhya Bhagavan. Okay, so we take everything. Prabhupada said it, we agree. Next one, mother, if you have. Okay. Together. Nigama kalpatarur galitam phalam sukha mukhadamrita drava samjutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. Translation together. O expert and thoughtful man, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literature. It emanated from the lips of Sri Sukhdev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated soul. So I give you one example. One of the Acharya, Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur, gives Nirdosha Guna Vigraha Atmatantra Nishchetta Gunesha Hina. In order to explain this verse, that verse is amplifying. If I am hungry, mother, if I am hungry, there is a mango tree. Should I bite the bark or the leaves or the twigs? What should I get it? She's smart. Give her a little plug. Very good. So don't bite the bark, don't bite the twigs or leaves, go to the fruit. Entire Vedic literature is nothing but different branches of the spirituality. You follow? But what will satisfy you is the fruit. Bhagavatam is called the fruit. You do not need to go anywhere else if you can dive into Bhagavatam. I'm trying to advertise in a 5-minute, million hours talk. It is impossible. But I'm trying, so please forgive me if there is any mistake. But I will go to the last. Oh. And just to establish that point, this verse is explaining. Okay, together. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Sri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nannat Sed Kati Kati. Srimad, together. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarian mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. It's up to you. Otherwise you will be still hovering newspaper or something else. But if you taste Bhagavatam, you will never go back. Okay, couple slide after. So what should you do? You do like this. No, keep going down, down, down. You're going up. No. No, 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 no. Going down, 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 down. Keep going down. Down. These are all important, but we don't have time. Keep going down, 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 down. Keep going, 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 going. Now going down, down, down. Down. This is about Prabhupada's quote, but it's okay. Srila Prabhupada was very happy with every Bhagavatam published. Keep going down. Yes. In order to do this, you have to make a vow to yourself. You want to be Prabhupada's. How you mold your life, how you mold your family life, how you make dedicated devotee. So here I put, Gauranga's purpose to live for is your mission. Prabhupada had a mission. Please, Prabhus and mothers, you should have a purpose of life. You know the word purpose means what is the reason it's existing. Why do you exist? There has to have a purpose. Everything has a purpose. You should have a purpose. Prabhupada in 67, he says, I have come with a mission. I have a purpose. We should have purpose. Prabhupada says, my Guru Maharaj has a mission. I have the same mission. And if we all can align with his mission, then we will be happy eternally and we will be in spiritual world. So let us say it loudly. One, Gauranga's purpose to live for is mission. Gauranga's people to live with means the devotees. This is Gauranga's people or Prabhupada's people. It's membership, by membership. Third, Gauranga's principle to live by, you will become a mature devotee if you understand this. Fourth is Gauranga's profession to live out. It's called ministry. You have to do this. And five is Gauranga's power to live on. It will magnify. Okay. I'll end here. I will ask, from the Bhagavatam at the end, can you go down, please? I want to just show maybe one more slide. Keep going down. This is the Gokarna story I was going to tell, but I don't have time. How to control your mind and how to discipline, and you can actually control within your hand. Literally. I could not do it, but I can do it. I'm not showing off like as a proud, but from Bhagavatam and holy name. It's so powerful. Now if you do this, okay, let us do this last one together. We can chant together. Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamas Dukha Samasa Tam Namami Harim Param. This is the last verse of Bhagavatam. It's glorifying holy name. So you have to hear Bhagavatam and chant holy name. Then if you do this, there's one more verse. Can you, mother, go? Please, together. Now you fold your hand and you pray to Bhagavatam. Together. Asadu saduta daina atini cha chatakara hana noncha kadachinna premna krit kantayos pura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the sinners, O uplifter of the most fallen, please never leave me. Please always appear in my heart and my voice with pure love for Krishna. If you pray this every day to Bhagavatam and you really dive into Bhagavatam, you will be happy in this life now. And if you have a question on that, you have a challenge on that, I take that challenge. Because we are experiencing this beautiful life we have. And if you don't have in that level, you can come. It's up to you. You can experience a joyful Krishna conscious life. And then you can distribute this to your family member and others. So today I would request you, at least invite Bhagavatam in your house. Whoever has Bhagavatam, can you raise your hand in your house? Whoever has Bhagavatam? Wow, almost all of you. Would you like to give somebody you care, your relative, your friend, somebody you really care? Would you like? Raise your hand. I want to see you. Okay. Can you give your name to this Mataji, Mataji's side, and Prabhuji, whoever want to give your Bhagavatam to somebody, give this Prabhu your name. You please raise hand if you want to benefit somebody you care. Even your neighbor child, he's mischievous or whatever. You want to benefit him. Tell him, this is the best gift I give you. Just keep it in your life, in your room, you will see the benefit. Okay? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for paying your good attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.